Welcome back to another episode of NFT Catcher Podcast. We'd like to remind everybody that nothing on the show is meant as financial advice, and to please do your own research. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
Now the subject is NFT.
They're known as non-fungible tokens, or NFTs.
NFTs are exploding in popularity.
This is a technology that will forever change the way people interact.
So it is happening whether you understand it and like it or not.
This phenomenon is moving the digital.
You have now joined Jenny from the blockchain and Michael Keane on the NFT Catcher Podcast.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the NFT Catcher Podcast with me, Jenny from the blockchain, and my co-host, Michael Keane. Today is the first Sunday after the Bitcoin halving, or as some people call it, the Bitcoin halvening. So yeah, we are going to obviously talk about that, and we'll see if Michael was able to etch any Bitcoin runes like he talked about in the last Sunday recap.
We will definitely talk. We could definitely talk a lot about that. And the answer, the short answer to that is yes, I did.
Hey, let's go.
That would be fun to talk about. Yeah, what a time. I actually asked ChatGPT about halving and halvening. And it is correct to say halving. Halvening is like a whatever that word is, used word in the space. And some people seem to find it cringe.
So I saw somebody tweet out that halving refers to like Bitcoin halving, like I don't know, just like what it is. But then the halvening is like they think of it as like an event. I don't know. But you know what? I don't mind halvening. Like I actually kind of like halvening, but I have been seeing people on the timeline being like, it's not halvening, it's halving.
Right. That's the thing. I'm not going to say it because I know some people think it's cringe. So I'm not going to try and.
All right. So the Bitcoin halving happened.
Yeah.
It was on, well, for us, I mean, in UT, I guess it was 420 UTC, but it was for me, it was on 419. And I think anything that's highly anticipated tends to be anticlimactic, you know, where you just kind of like, okay, the happening happened. Like, what now?
That's for sure.
It can, you know, I felt very like, okay, well, nothing really changed. The price didn't go crazy after that. So it just kind of seemed like a normal day. But yeah, how was your halving experience?
Well, it was really, I mean, I was dialed in all day. I was in all these Twitter spaces with like Bad Brothers and Good Times and who are all these people? Espresso and Alex is really cool. She's awesome. She's really smart. She put out a great guide. Like Leonidas and Trevor. And there's some really good people. I came across a whole nother world of people that I never came across before, but I was really dialed in. So like leading up to the halving, I was looking at the meme pool and like a little bit before, like, cause I was listening to the people and they were talking about it and they were kind of explaining what was going on. So I learned more about Bitcoin in a few days, you know, that week, you know, doing my node, I still have a running node. And all that, like I learned more in the last week. It's pretty wild. But as the blocks started coming up, they started to see these like, you know, these big things and people putting big fees through and then it come. And then I guess like the meme pool, it all changes color and like it all got real purple. They're like, we've never seen this color before. Like people are like, I don't know what that meant or anything. And then the block hits, block 840,000. And then the runes start to appear. And I forget how many were in that first block, but maybe it was a couple hundred, a few hundred, whatever it was. And then you start looking through them all and nobody knows what to do. And most of them in the early ones are like 100% pre-minted. So, and I forget which of the projects got some of the real early ones, but the rune number 6 was called Satoshi Nakamoto. And that was minting at the time. And the fees are really high. So it was like, whatever it was like you mint 100 at a time. And I think it ended up, I minted 400, ended up costing like 670. That was just one that seemed kind of high.
$670?
Yeah.
Damn.
To mint 400. It's wow. 4X, it's 4X that right now.
Oh, so you know. But have you sold any of it?
No, of course not. Of course.
Wow.
Oh, I'm waiting. This thing's going 1000X, Jenny. thousand.
Please sell some of it, though.
Fine,
we're gonna have to. We're gonna need an update now next Sunday.
Yeah, of course, of course. Now this is a six months play. This is a
okay.
I'm half joking, but the fact that it's Rune 6 is really cool. And the same wallet that etched this Rune 6 also etched Rune 10 and 11. So they spent a lot of money to do that. And nobody knows who they are. And 10 and 11, they kept 100% for themselves, which makes, you know, people think that they might drop those to the Satoshi Nakamoto holders. And one of them is Cat on Skateboard. Number 11 is Cat on Skateboard, which is like a good meme. And it's like a cute little piece of art. So
you could see art behind these? I didn't realize that.
Each one gets a like a piece of art, and you also get to pick the symbol, like the currency symbol. It could be an emoji, it could be whatever you want it to be. So that's Satoshi Nakamoto. There's another one, Meme Economics, that did well, and another one like a cat named Elsa or something like that that also did well. But for whatever reason, the Satoshi Nakamoto made sense to me. There's like 20,000 holders, and the price is doing well. Like it's up. It's like $650 a token. It's going to be a roller coaster. It's probably one of the most volatile things in the world. It did go get listed on gate.io for whatever that's worth, which I never heard of before. It's not like Binance or Coinbase or something, but whatever it is, it's not like $150 million market cap. And it just feels like something that like being that number six rune and being able to mint it that night was kind of cool, right at the halving. Like you only had maybe half hour, 45 minutes to get your transaction through to make that move. A lot of people, it was one of those things where if it minted out and you already put your transaction through, you just lose your fees. Some people were getting crushed on that.
Oh, like, no.
I know.
And did you try to mint anything that you weren't able to?
No. So what happened after that was I went to mint something else, like on a fly that was minting, and I'm glad I didn't, but I got a warning in my Xverse wallet. Thank you, Xverse. It was like, they called them rare sats, but they were the runes in this wallet. You risk sending them out if you do a transaction before you send those to your ordinal wallet. It gave me a warning. I know, and I didn't know that. I would have just done the transaction, duh, you know what I mean? Like, and it warned me that. So then it took me a few minutes. I figured out how to make that transfer. But the fees on that, because we were like three or four blocks after the halving, where it was like $300 to transfer. And I was like, eh. And I still have my Magic Eden wallet loaded, so I can still buy something. And now that the fees are lower, I am going to make that transfer so I can make more moves when I'm ready. Do you want me to show you how to look at the runes that are out there and what's created?
Yeah.
And then I can show you the one I etched. So if you go to luminex.io, luminex.io.
Okay. I'm there.
And click mint runes on the top left.
Okay.
So now they'll all pop up. If you search by that number, like the number symbol, so zero is the first one.
Oh, in the top right where it says search addresses, or just find a rune to mint and you search.
Find a rune to mint and then sort it by the number symbol.
Oh, got it.
So yep, sort it so zero is first.
Okay.
So these are the first ones that were made. Uncommon good is Casey's, and that's an open edition for a long, long time. At the top, are you searched on all? So you can see that there's 5,800 holders, 60,000 mints. I'm going to end up minting one, but there's no reason to rush to do one.
Right. That's cool.
I've actually started listening. I didn't know Casey had a podcast, by the way. Casey Rattimore, we're talking about. It's called Hell Money. And I actually signed up for his Patreon for $5 a month. And when you do that, he asks for a Bitcoin address. So I don't know if that's alpha or not, but yeah.
Interesting. So,
but the podcast, on the podcast, they were saying like, it's like him and a lady who I forget her name was, and then somebody else. And they were saying how he's like allergic to making money for some reason. Like he could have printed tens of millions of dollars at the halving.
Why? Because he could have.
He could have sold pre-runes, and people would have sent him.
Got it.
They would have sent him $100 million.
Like, if, right, if but he, you yeah. know what? He's definitely a guy that has more integrity than I think most people in this space who are. Yeah, just kind I of think out so too.
People have different opinions. Like I've heard a couple of people. Like I'm like I think Casey's awesome. Like, but you know who knows what will go down. Like I think this is gonna play out really well, just like Ordinals did. Because that was a little weird at first too. I remember people, we're buying and selling on spreadsheets, and it was like weird, right? That would have been the best time to get in. So I'll give you a little. So if you go to Satoshi Nakamoto, you click on that one. You see how that one has all those mints, 168,000 mints, 20,000 holders. Mm-hmm. If you click on it, it gives you a little. So you see a little orange symbol that looks like an antenna. That's their symbol. Like I said, you can choose any symbol.
That's cool.
There's 21 million max supply, just like Bitcoin, and they held back 4.2 million. That's what pre-mine is. The decimals is 8. That means these can get split into like 0.00000, like all the way out to 8 decimal points.
Wow.
So now, like what I've been doing is I'll click on 3 blocks at the top, and then I'll sort by mints. And that kind of shows you what's minting at the moment to see if anything's hot. It shows you how many are pending for each one, if that makes sense.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then so it's really cool to sort through these. Like Luminex has come out looking really strong. They were ready to go right from the beginning. It's worked really well. You can etch through Luminex. You can do a lot of really cool stuff. And I'll show you one more cool thing. Oh. Go ahead.
Is Luminex like brand new, like it just came out, or it's kind of been around for a bit?
It's been around. It's new to me, but if you look where it says Mint Ordinals, I'm sure that they've been doing that for a while, and then they probably just bulldogged it to get ready for
the
runes. Yeah, but they've looked really awesome. I'm going to show you one more thing. And so where it says find a rune to mint, search NFT.
Oh, NFT. Hold on, hold on.
Let's see if you can find
NFT Catcher Pod. Wait, so anybody can mint this, or how does that work?
Yep. So you click on this one. First of all, you see the symbol. Not this. Well, the symbol is the green block. I put the green block. I thought that was pretty cool. The picture is like a blurry, pixelated version of our character because I tried to put the real character, and it was like $5,000 to etch it. And then I dumped it down to like a 15 kilobyte image.
Wow.
And it only cost me like $120 to do this.
Damn.
So if you look at it, there's a max supply of 7,500 and there's 0 decimals. So it's only like the whole numbers, 1, 2, 3. It's not going to be broken up into decimals. So 7,500 and I held 1,500 in a wallet. Like they're all ours, whatever. It doesn't matter. So if we want to, at some point, if it makes sense, we could give them to guests. We could give them out however we want. And then if anybody ever finds it and wants to mint it, it's out there to mint. We don't make money. There's no money involved. There's just, they'll have to pay a fee to mint it.
Yeah.
So like I'm not suggesting anybody go mint it because it's not like we get paid. And if you want to have these for fun, I did sneak them in the first 5,000.
Hey.
Yep. So it's a provenance. It's a pretty good spot to be. And it was a cool thing to do.
Yeah, it's number 4,963.
Yeah. Like I snuck it in.
Let's go.
And that's cool to be in the first. You're always in the first 5,000. There are over 70 million ordinals in the last year.
Wow.
Yep.
Damn.
And we're in the first
4,900.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
It's not all that cool right now because everybody's in the first 5,000. But like,
yeah, that's true. Wow.
When there's millions and millions of them, that'll be pretty cool.
So, question. Okay, first question.
Yep.
Mint 25. So if you have to mint a minimum of 25 of these.
Yeah, and I don't know why I did it that way. I guess, but that's just.
Oh, I see. And then how much does it cost to mint it?
So, let me pretend like I'm minting right now and I'll tell you.
Okay.
So for 25, if I go fast speed, It's $0.0023.68. So it costs about a dollar each.
I see. Okay. And then how would you transfer them? Like, what wallet would somebody have to have in order to receive it?
You will want to have either an Xverse wallet or a Magic Eden wallet. Both of those wallets are what's called Rune Aware. And that's actually what saved me from sending those runes, because Xverse, which I used, had that warning ready to go, which was great.
Got it. I see.
Yeah. Yeah. My old friend Wendy from Andy and I both know her very well from VV Works for Xverse right now.
Oh, shout out Wendy. Lady.
Yeah. Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. So the NFT Catcher one, I snuck that in. I thought that was pretty neat and gave you a little tutorial, a little run through. I've been really enjoying it. I think it's like, it is clunky and there's people complaining. You see people on timeline complaining. Tropo Farmer said, if not minting Satoshi Nakamoto on Friday is like not minting Bored Apes in 2021. Tropo said that.
Oh,
I'm telling.
Okay. So well, it's like, I don't know if I would trust what Tropo says, but.
What do you mean? Blue? You don't like that?
I don't really like Tropo.
Tropo, and I don't dislike, I don't know him. I really can't say, but I know that people did kind of the same stuff Beanie did and skated, right? A little bit.
Yeah. I don't even remember why I don't like him. I just remember one day I unfollowed him and I was like, I do not want to be following this guy. So no, I don't remember. But yeah, I see his tweet now. I'm looking at it. So, okay. So who minted Satoshi Nakamoto?
Nobody knows.
Of course.
But they spent a lot of money. And
worse,
they also minted 10 and 11, like I said, which is kind of really interesting.
That is interesting. So who is this first? Number one, well, zero was Uncommon Goods, Casey. And then who is number one?
Let me see if I can.
It looks like they did like a pre-mint for it because it says 99% was pre-minted.
Yeah, it was. And I don't think you could even mint it. You see how they're all pending? Those have all been pending, like from.
Well, I haven't seen anyone like saying that they made a lot of money from this yet.
No, you're right. Like, I mean, I've seen some people that you can sell. So you can go, if you go over to unisat.io, UNISAT, that's actually the marketplace. You click on marketplace runes, and then you can click on the different. Like Satoshi Nakamoto right now, it's at 584 for 100.
How many do you have again?
I have 400.
How did you get 400? You just minted it when it first.
I minted it live. It was 100 at a time, and I chose four. I should have gone max. I thought I was going to try different ones. Like I was locked in. I was ready to make a big move, and I didn't like know that was the big move, but I knew it was something that I knew it was the first one that I wanted to at least taste. And I should have gone big. Every time you do something good, you always think you should go bigger. So I'm not going to be mad at myself. But
yes.
But I'm definitely holding.
Okay. Diamond, we got a diamond hander.
To the moon, baby. But I'm keeping my ear to the ground because now you could also, if you go back to Luminex and mint runes, and instead of sorting with zero first, you sort the other way, and you could see that even at 9:30, the last block that hit, there were 10 brand new runes minted. Original Gangster, you know, To Infinity and Beyond, Connor McDavid, like just like weird stuff like that. So there's going to constantly be ones coming in. So they're up to 6,500 now. And in about a month and a half, it's going to go down. You're going to be able to do 12-digit ones. So there's going to be a whole unlock of new names. You know, like, I don't even, like, whatever, I don't know what, 12, you know, like, of new names, and then it'll be 11 and 10 and 9. And they'll probably, the tickers will get more and more desirable as the words and names get, you know, more normal. Then obviously, when it gets, so interesting. It's a long game. Yeah.
When is it going to be at one digit that you can at?
I think four is the. End
oh, four
it?
Is Lewis. Oh, okay.
Let me see.
Someone did send it all to zero.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
Decentralized. We were talking about that on the episode with Brad.
Yeah. Someone got that one. And yeah,
for happy sure. Halloween. Halloween.
You know, what is one thing that's weird that I'm not a huge fan of is it can be more than 13 also. So it can be 13 or longer. So that makes it like, I don't know. I wish it would have, it just doesn't really matter, right? It would have been nice just to be 13 and keep it simple.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I'm like, why do I? What's, the ones some that are, of them are longer. Yeah.
I know, exactly. Exactly. Too long. Too long. I like that space symbol, that little dot, though. I don't even think it's on the keyboard.
Yeah. How did you do that? I mean, some of them do that and some of them don't.
Well, if you're in there looking at Find a Runetomate, if you click on Etch on the top right, and just if you just type something and hit the space bar, it gives it to you.
Okay, so that's when you do the space bar.
Yeah. But if you need to type it somewhere, I think you got to copy and paste it.
Interesting. This is cool. I like this site. It's easy to navigate, too.
It is. It is. Yeah, it's well done. Good stats. And then OKX is another good marketplace that has like a lot of like market cap and, you know, volume and all that stuff. Really nice stuff. Because like Luminex is for minting them. You know, it's not really the marketplace.
Okay. Got it.
Really cool stuff. And I'll bring two subjects together. So speaking of Casey and runes, I sent the image to you that he's going to be speaking at Consensus. And you went ahead and got us press passes for Consensus.
Well, we haven't officially got them yet.
Oh, we haven't? But... Okay, sorry.
But word on the street, folks, is that we're getting press passes.
I know. It seems like it. It seems like it. Mm-hmm. In typical fashion, I emailed twice and got zero response. Jenny went to the right people and immediately.
That's why I am the person that handles our email address.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Well, I feel like you filled out the wrong form or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I filled out for media passes, which is the alpha Andy gave me, which was obviously incorrect.
Well, Andy is usually right on that kind of stuff.
I know. But... Andy's, we've gotten a ton of media passes. We definitely have.
I know.
But this would be really cool. It'd be really cool because that gets us to go backstage, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Casey speaking, that's what you were saying. Yeah, I was looking through all the speakers, too. And honestly, a lot of them I don't recognize, but some of them I do. And I'm like, I did see Casey on there. And I'll have to kind of figure out which ones I want to see. Because it's also fun to just walk around. There'll probably be a lot of booths and, you know, things going on. So
totally. Yeah, there's not a ton of speakers. Like, I mean, like, probably Chris Dixon. But that kind of stuff, like, you know what they're going to say. They're not going to say anything that's going to change your life. You know what I mean? You could
Claire Silver, I believe.
Okay, that's cool.
And she's cool. Anonymous. So I'm like, oh, I'm excited to see what she looks like because... She's a non, so.
And what's kind of neat is there's like, you know, the head of like every blockchain, Chainlink, Optimism.
Oh, yeah. I know. I saw that. Like it's kind of like every blockchain. It's kind of like corporate Web3 in a way. It's like
The very much. It's
CEOs and co-founders and stuff and not as, Luca's speaking, right? Luca Netz.
Oh, that's cool. That's what's up.
Thought I saw him on
Board
there.
Board Elon is speaking. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, we had him on quite a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Who were you just saying? There was something funny I was going to say, but
Luca?
Forget it.
Claire?
No, I don't even know. Oh, talk like you said how you said it was corporate, like corporate.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of. It's actually, like, there is a whole nother world because, like, as I talk to some of these different blockchains, like, they'll be like the head of blockchain for this, like, you know, $100 million fund, and they'll have like 110 followers on X. You know what I mean? Like, it's another world with these people. They're not worried about. Really? They're not shit posted on X to get followers. You know, a lot of these people.
No. Yeah. And we will get a lot of, like, people reaching out, like, to come on the pod. But it's like, and I'm sure they're great companies and stuff, but it's just, I don't know. It's just, like, when we don't know them, it's hard.
It's not our vibe sometimes.
We like to be people we know. And that tends to be... people that are popular on Twitter. I'm sorry. But yeah, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So yeah, you're right. So we'll be on a list and we'll get, hey, would you like to interview Billy Jones, CEO of Poop Smack or whatever? You know, it's like,
sorry, no. Uh-huh. Well, you know what? We've actually have yet to do a live podcast.
I know.
Okay. Well, we kind of, I mean, with what's that guy's name? But that was on his show, so that and that was a great
right. Sal DeGuardia.
Shout out Sal. But yeah, we've actually never recorded live, mostly because we're not really. I don't know. We've just never done it. We're not really set up for that. But who knows?
Well,
we may or may not figure it out for consensus.
If we wanted to, there's an opportunity probably with what Jen Fasino was doing.
What is she doing?
She's doing the official closing party, and it's on like this beautiful rooftop. Yeah, she's doing a really cool event in Austin for consensus.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Imagine that. Cool. We sit up there. We set up a booth. Closing party.
Closing party. I was just thinking about partying. Oh, yeah. Interviewing. Yeah.
I know. Right. Yeah, let's just go to the party.
Although I'm sober these days, so partying is not really as fun when you're just sober. But
yeah.
Can you hear my dogs?
I just heard a little meh.
These microphones
are so good, though.
I know. They're too good. It's like.
Yeah,
you literally sound like weird. She's roaring, and you just hear the tiny.
I literally barely heard. I heard like barely.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right. What else we got on our list? What's going on? So consensus pod. That is going to be really fun. I want to do some fun stuff for that. And Casey's going to be there. Maybe we'll get together.
Yeah, that'd be cool to meet him in person.
No. Yeah. Totally.
Oh, all I got something. I got a topic.
Let's do it.
Actually, this one is from our producer, Andy. He had put this in our chat that Hans Zimmer he came out with a new song, the Tron Anthem, and it says a song for the Web3 generation. It says that like on the cover of the song. And speaking of Hans Zimmer and him promoting Web3 in that, we had Thank You X. This is the shill for you guys to listen to our Thank You X episode, our interview episode, because I'm pretty sure he's the one that got Hans Zimmer into Web3. He collabed with him. They did a painting with music and it was auctioned off. It was a whole thing. And we interviewed him about it. So I don't even know what episode that is. Sorry, guys. But it was probably like a year ago. I think it was sometime after the last VCon. So yeah, check that out. And shout out Hans Zimmer for shouting us out.
Let's go. That's pretty cool. Now, I wonder if Thank You X, if he talked to Thank You X even for doing something with this.
I know. I'd be curious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did I mention on the podcast that I won an AI art contest? Did we talk about that ever?
We did. Remember I brought that up? Who were we talking to?
Yeah,
we were
interviewing. Was it with Brooke? Was it with Brooke, I think? Was it last Sunday, I guess? Or
I
Leslie
think so.
With Leslie.
But either way, we definitely did talk about it. Yeah. And you won.
So
shout out.
I know.
That's exciting.
Really cool. But I wanted to, what I did, I used Adobe Firefly Structure, which is a couple weeks old now. I'm blown away how cool it is. Like you could take any logo, you know, image, face, whatever, and put it in there and then tell it what you want and change the style. And it'll do whatever you want, but keep the same exact structure of the first image. So when their thing, they wanted you to take inspiration from this video they posted. And I took their logo and just described the video. I do remember saying this now on the podcast. So people will hear this twice, but I was very proud.
That's okay.
Proud winner. Yeah.
It honestly was like, I have an art album in my phone. And like when I see cool art on Twitter, I'll just save it to my art album so I can just. I'm always making new
that's cool.
You know, background images on my phone. And so yours I saved because I was like, this looks sick.
Oh, wow. Thank you. No, so I was proud of it. It was really cool. So I just Adobe Firefly Structure. If you're using Adobe Firefly, try Structure. It's been so fun. So fun to use. And another AI thing I need to shout out is Udio.com. Udio. You make songs, you make music. So I was using Suno before, and Suno was really cool. I've talked about that. This blows that out of the water. I'm sorry. Sorry to Keenan, founder of Suno, who's really cool. And Suno will probably come out with more updates, but Udio, I do things are fun. Like if my friends will send like a long text in our text group, I'll put it into Udio and I'll tell it to make like a whiny emo song and then I'll send it back and it'll like be, it's so good. I made a song for my mom tonight with the kids that like brought her to tears. Aww. The song was so good. Like, I don't even know. You got to try it. You got to.
How does that work? You tell it the lyrics and you tell it the style that you want the song and it'll just create it.
It's completely free. It's in beta. This also came out about 2 weeks ago. It's brand new. So you go to create at the top right if you're on the website and you can. So where it says lyrics, you can say custom, write your own. You could also get ChatGPT to write some lyrics, or you like copy and paste like a message from somebody and then a song about. So you can say like an emo song, a dance song, electronic. You can describe it. You can put words you want in there, like whatever, and it'll make it for you. And then you can do intros, outros, extend it. And make like big long songs.
Do you have like the rights to use this however you want, or how does that work?
Let's see if there's a terms and conditions for commercial rights. Let's see.
Wow, you can make up to 1,200 songs a month.
It's pretty wild.
That's a lot of songs.
Seems it is legal to use commercially only your content.
Oh.
631. So you may output for both personal and commercial purposes, and we permit you to download a copy of your output that consists of an audio file for such purposes without limitation.
Somebody could essentially make songs on here, then upload them to like Spotify.
Yes.
Well, you wouldn't get paid much, but and then you could essentially, because it's like per 1 million downloads, you get like $1,000, so it's not really anything, but that's kind of cool.
I mean, you could make a song, and then you could go to ChatGPT is about to release a video. You'll be able to make a whole music
video. That's
and
so
put them
fun.
On TikTok and put them on
oh,
TikTok.
Oh, yeah, like YouTube or TikTok. That's really cool, actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a crazy time, Jenny. And we were talking, you remember, we were talking whatever it was, a year and a half ago, you know, almost 2 years ago. This was the summer. It was, because I remember when I first really got into it was late in the summer of 2022. And now, like, we were talking, remember I was saying, like, we're going to be able to be making this and that. Now we're making it all. Like, we're making songs like that. The song, when you start making these, you're going to realize how good they are. You're going to, like... It's crazy.
Yeah, I gotta start. I think it'd be so fun with my niece and nephews to like
make
songs with them, you know, because like they can control like what
you
the song's about and
right,
all that.
Exactly. So you fun. Can ask ChatGPT to write the lyrics as well and have them choose what it wants to be, put them in. Right. It's crazy. And then it really puts out good stuff, like really high quality stuff. I might actually make an NFT Catcher podcast.
What? A song, yeah. Wait, that would be cool.
Yeah, well, that's going to be my next goal in there is to make it. What kind of, what is the genre?
Oh, you should make one for our Gas Wars. Like a little like.
That's such a good idea. Because like, I did do that. I did do that at one point. Remember I did that, but they were kind of cheesy.
Because it was like a real, them, real. Yeah.
This one's going to be good. What yes. is the. Yes, we're going to have a Gas Wars
doing
song.
It,
yes, I'm excited about
Let's
that.
Let's go.
What genre of music should I make it?
Genre of music? I don't know. What would be good with it? Really anything. I mean,
yeah.
How long would it be? It would be short, right?
Well, it's 33 seconds is the first cut they give you. 33 seconds, and then you can do whatever you want. But we don't need more than 33 seconds.
No, we don't need more than that. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe something that kind of matches the style. What style would you describe our NFT Catcher pod intro song?
I mean, we're just cool as can be. Now that's like a
like what style is that?
That's
even?
Almost like a mat. It's like a mashup. I don't even know how to describe because it's like it's like a mat. It's like a I don't even know.
Anyway, at the next you no. may or may not.
Yeah, we are have a Gas Wars anthem.
Yeah. Next.
Will our
maybe
guests
not the
get
next
to hear
interview.
It? That'll
we have a couple interviews that are going to come out.
Already,
but
yeah.
You know, in May, you'll hear it. But no, we should play it. Yeah, we should play it for the guests. We'll be like, okay, now for our next segment, we'll play it, and it'll be like,
More Andy's like, great, more work for me.
We could play it. We could play
it. Yeah, we can. We can. He's got to teach us how to do that. So, yeah, our next get the next one we're going to release is with one of the founders of Magic Eden Z. And we talked a lot about Alpha runes. Leak. Like, yeah, is that all right? I think that's all right.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Yeah. And that I thought that interview was awesome. Like, you guys should totally listen to that.
That was really fun. Good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had, if you want to, before that one comes out, listen to the first interview we did with two of the founders, Jack and Sid of Magic Eden. That was literally September 2022. We recorded that. And so a year and a half later, we went on with a different founder, Z, and I guess there's one more founder. So we'll try to get him on in another year, I guess. But yeah, it was a really great interview. Really great. Yeah.
I thought so too. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. All right. So Yuga Labs sells off two of their, I'll say, failed gaming products, Heavy Metal and Legends of the Mara. I don't know if everyone will. It's probably not.
I feel like we did talk about this last week.
Really?
Yeah. I swear we talked about it with somebody.
It would have been with Brooke.
I
guess we did. Did we? Okay. Oh, well. Well, they were asked to burn 4,000 of the NFTs this week. They held, they did. They're worth like $1 million. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
They burned them all?
Yep. Yeah. They just wanted to get rid of it. It's a headache for them. It's not working. They don't want to put any effort into it. It's good. See you later. Right?
Yep.
I mean, people probably spent millions and millions of dollars on it, but what are you going to do?
Rip.
What are you going to do? Do you know the meme guy explaining? It's like that guy who's like drunk in a club up in a girl's face and she's they're about to sell that as an NFT.
Who is selling? Is it the person
photographer. I think it's the photographer.
Is he giving credited. Two people in there a cut, or does he not know those people? Are they just randoms? Like,
I didn't dig quite that deep into it, but I will and give you an update.
Imagine being like famous for. Imagine if someone just took a picture of you in the random, you didn't even know, and it goes so mega viral. Like, that is so interesting to me. The people that are. Simply meme famous, and no, they're not famous in any other aspect. Like, I know. Just from a meme.
That's such a good one because she's like so disgusting. He's like, I'm better. She's just like, oh my God. And then all the people, like every time something happens, like, you do you know about this or have you done this?
Yes, everyone edits the text.
Oh, that's so funny. You young kids are so funny with your computer stuff.
Are you kidding? You're the most tech savvy person I know. You're like, yeah, I was making these AI songs. Like, you're always doing the most. So.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you. I'll take that. Another big top shot, Victor Wembanyama. You know Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, Wemby. He's a rookie.
Yeah, Wemby. Yeah. He's like 7'6".
Yeah,
pretty super wild. Tall. Yeah, he's amazing. Sold for $145,000.
Yeah, that was one of the one of ones, wasn't it?
Oh, really? They have one-on-ones? Do they always have one-on-ones?
No, they just actually, I believe just this week, they started auctioning off one-of-ones.
Oh, so it was the first Wemby one-on-one, and they auctioned it for $145,000.
Apparently, some like really rich guy bought it. I mean,
no,
I guess.
No kidding. Yeah.
But someone said that they were like a billionaire. I think that, I don't know. Right. They might be a stretch, but they're definitely like, they have to be multimillionaire to drop that much on Top Shot. A Top Shot moment.
Right. Like you that are is... just, I know. Yeah. No, that's hilarious. And Adidas teamed up with Steppin and they're doing a sneaker that seems to be costing $2,500 on Solana.
Wow.
I know.
I bet Franelations will buy it.
I bet.
Do you know Franelations?
I know Franelations. I don't know too much about them. Didn't they work at Yuga?
I don't know if they worked at Yuga. I could be wrong. I just know they're really big sneakerhead.
Okay. So it's like Josh Ond.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's going to be collecting these, but that is steep price for a sneaker. I mean, the most I've ever paid for sneakers was my were my custom, the doodle painted ones, the hand painted from this couple in Canada, which was $500. And I was like, that was like a really big purchase. That was around like Christmas. And I guess Christmas present to myself. But like, yeah. And those things, I'm like, I only wear them to like NFT events and stuff because it's like, they're so special. And you can't exactly clean them because it's like, painted, they're painted. So, but I can't imagine spending $2,500 on a pair of sneakers. That's that's quite the thing.
Yeah, that is quite the thing. Anything else you want to go over before we start looking at some stats? I don't know if there's anything else that happened. Yeah, I went through the news. Like, if you Google NFT news these days, people love putting articles that are Bored Apes down 90%, Bored Apes down, like, it's like Yahoo Finance, are NFTs still worth investing in? Like, it's such weird articles, like, because I do that every week. It's kind of an interesting exercise. Let's see. Let's go. All Chains, Magic Eden. I'm going to pull up Crypto Slam also just to see if there's anything in the top 10 that's interesting looking. So, top 10 collections. So I'm looking here on Magic Eden, and like we talked about, they have Solana, Bitcoin, ETH, and Polygon. 9 out of the top 10 are on Bitcoin. I'll say that. Number one is Runestone, which is Leonidas's thing, and it's actually been down. Do you know Leonidas? You know that guy? You remember he was like into crypto skulls early
on? Yeah, he's been getting some heat on Twitter. People have been saying that he's somewhat of a scammer or like a con artist in a way. He was like, I don't know, but I know that he was like really into like all the old NFTs, like an NFT archaeologist.
Yeah, that's what he called himself. Yeah, for sure. The big reason he's taking heat right now is because, like, I think it was like 12 hours before the halving, he was like, screw it. Here's an address. I'm taking donations to buy one of the highest. Like, so he just like asked people for money. You know that's how that goes. But it's the number one volume collection, and there's like 120,000 of them, and the floor is 0.031 Bitcoin. So it's there. I'll put that in U.S. dollars. The floor is $2,000 on them. Next is Rune Pups. So all of these that I'm going to read right now until I get to number 6. Are expecting rune drops. So a lot of these people that are high right now, like Prometheans, they got one of the real high numbers and they're holding the real low numbers and they're holding them all. So that's why they're number 3 right now. So it's Runestone, Rune Pups, Prometheans, Rune Milio, which is relatively new, and then Rune Doors. All these people are expecting to get drops of runes. So these are the highest volume NFT projects right now, is the pre-rune collections. Interesting. And that's going to keep happening. Because you saw when you mint the runes, like I showed you, you don't get paid. So like somebody can go out, mint out a bunch of runes, but they're not getting paid. The miners are getting paid. If they want to make money, which is, you know, whatever, like that's, if you want to make money on it, everyone wants to make money. I don't know why I did air quotes there, but everybody wants to make money. You got to sell like the pre-runes. You sell them with the promise of dropping the rune.
Right. It's like people have more free stuff, right? So you're like, well, we'll give you some more airdrops. And then people are like, sign me up, even though they don't know if it'll literally not be valuable whatsoever or not.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Pretty much. Just like they were doing with the Solana meme coins where everyone was sending, here's an address, send a bunch of money. Ugh. Machi did a $30 million one like a month ago. Oh. What happened to that? What happened to that coin? Like, how many times do we got to talk about that guy?
Do not send people money.
Especially Machi. Promises. Come on with him. He got his $11 million Ape coin to go through.
And then
people just sent him 30 mil and that's it's gone. Crazy. There's nothing there. That coin is nothing. Mm-hmm. That coin is nothing.
That's why people lose so much money because they'll, and then people rug and then they take it out of the ecosystem. And then it's like,
it's crazy. So those are the top 5. Node Monks is number 6. OMB, which is Ordinal Maxi Biz, is number 7. Ordinal Maxi Biz is now 32,000 floor And Nerd Monkeys is 27,000 floor. So that's interesting that they flipped them. And those being so high, like the floors on all of them, Runestone 2000, which is basically half an ETH, Runepup 6,800, Prometheans 3,900. That's over an ETH. You know, like that's what makes me think that the runes are going to be good is just because just Bitcoin, the numbers you play with are bigger, you know, like yes. Solana. If you go to Solana, the floors on the top 10 projects are like $300, $100, $400, you know, $13 for number six, Cactus Empire. There's no $13 floors on Bitcoin. Like, that's why I think, but obviously 99.9% of these runes are worthless.
Right.
You got to pick and choose. I only bought one. You know what I mean? And who knows? That could be worthless too. So, but really interesting. Is there anything interesting going on? I actually learned a lot of more about, so the BRC20s that we always used to come across on CryptoSlam that I sounded like a complete moron talking about, those were the first attempt to do fungible tokens on Bitcoin. And supposedly they are very clunky and not done super well. That's what supposedly. But is there anything else on here? What's the Polygon Origin Pass is number seven. I don't know what that is. The Polygon Origin Pass.
Origin or Ordinal? Oh, I guess that wouldn't make sense.
Origin. Yeah. O-R-I-G-I-N. Yes. I gotta look into that. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else is on the list?
The D-Mark, it's number four over on CryptoSlam. And then if I went back to, I think I lost my Magic Eden page. Mutant Apes is the only non-Bitcoin collection in the top 10 at number 8.
Mutants. People yeah, buy mutants?
Yeah, Bored Ape is number 13. Mutant Ape is number 8. What's the floor? Is it over 2 ETH?
Yeah, 2.26 on Blur right now. Okay, they pamped a bit. Pamped a little.
Yeah, and the Bored Apes are 12.3. Did we see the bottom, Jenny? Have we seen the bottom?
And they flipped Pudgy's again. Pudgy's is 10.26.
I saw that. Yeah, pretty wild. Then we have number 9 is
Doodle Maps.
Maxi Biz and RSIC Meta Protocol. And I know they got one of the early runes. I forget which one, but they got one of the early ones.
Nice.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good week. I've had a lot of fun with this rune stuff.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's all we got for this week, folks. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the NFT Catcher podcast. We will catch you in the next episode. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the NFT Catcher podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and learned something new about the exciting world of NFTs. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you really love what you're hearing, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite platform. If you want to stay up to date with the latest news and insights from the NFT space, be sure to follow us on all the socials at NFT Catcher Pod. You can follow Jennifer at Jennifer_Pseudo and Michael at NFTicket. I'm your producer, Andy, and I'm at AJC254. Our theme song's by It's Just Los. We always appreciate your feedback and support, which helps us reach more people and bring you informative and engaging content about NFTs. We look forward to bringing you more great NFT content in future episodes. Thanks for listening. Peace.